are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So stepping into our divine purpose can be a daunting, filled with uncertainties and challenges. But fear not. With biblical encouragement and practical advice, we'll explore how to comfort and overcome these obstacles, trusting that God's plan is both perfect and promising. Join us as we delve into strategies for facing these fears and finding confidence in the path God has set before us as we speak about all things finding our calling. Pastor Mugwendere, how are you?
Good and the soul. How's this morning?
I am good. I'm so happy this line is working. So there will be no disturbances today.
That's my prayer too.
Indeed. Funise, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? To our kind, gracious, and heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this morning. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us to look at your word, to understand how to deal with doubt and fear. Please, Lord, be with us. Guide us in this journey. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, yesterday we got caught, you know, when we were looking at how can we differentiate or know the difference between our own calling and the calling that is coming through from God. Because sometimes we do have that clash. You find that me, Mfundisi, I want to be a nurse. But God is like, Zanele, go and be a broadcaster. You know? So it becomes a challenge. So you were busy answering that. How can we now, you know, differentiate those two before we speak about the fears?
Oh, thank you so much. That is when we had the challenge, but thanks be to God for this opportunity also he has given us. Mm-hmm. There are practical steps that one can take in order to differentiate between personal desires and what they believe to be their God's purpose. So the step number one is that one needs to reflect on motivation. If I say reflect on motivation, what do I mean? I mean that one needs to ask him or yourself why you want to pursue a particular goal or desire. Is it for personal gain, recognition, fulfillment, or is it to serve others, make a positive impact, or align with your values? You know, God's purpose, it has to do with saving. It has to do with the betterment of the kingdom of God. So the motive behind is one of the things that one needs to reflect about. Number two, one also needs to examine his or her values. His or her values, you know, one needs to identify his core values and priorities. Do your desire align with these values? Or are they driven by external pressures or expectations? Especially in this day and age, people are just venturing into things because of external forces like the issue of acquiring wealth, the issue of putting bread at the table. Now we are saying a core is not something which is pressured by external things. It is emanating from the heart.
Yeah.
It is coming from inside. Then lastly, on this part, is seek feedback. Seek feedback. What do I mean? You know, the Bible in the book of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 25, it says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed.
Yeah.
But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. It's saying, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. The Proverbs also says this, the preacher says this, where no counsel is, people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So what are we saying here? We are saying, seek feedback. Consult others,
yep,
people around you.
Mm.
They know, you know, when God places the burning desire in somebody, he doesn't only place it in one person. He places it in people surrounding him so that they will cheer him up. they will encourage him. Mm-hmm. So there are three steps which I say. Number one, mm-hmm. I'll just repeat for clarity. Number one, I say, reflect on motivation. Then number two, examine your values. Lastly, seek feedback.
Mm. Indeed, indeed. So when we are having that feedback, Mfundi Swami, here we are, I'm getting that feedback. I'm being told that, Zanele, you know, you can do good if you are on radio, you know, because you love to talk, you talk a lot and everything else. But here I am, I'm like, esh. What if the English is not Englishing? You know, what if, you know, my words are not the right ones? How then now do we deal with the fear and the doubt that come with us pursuing our calling?
Hmm. Now, one thing I have to highlight first is that fear is a natural phenomenon. And it's something that everybody, or I remember reading a line which was saying, if your core doesn't scare you, it's not a core at all. Why? Because every core, humanly speaking, one is going to look at how unworthy they are, because they are called by a higher power. But one thing I want us to know, and I want to assure us, is that God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the called.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we deal with it? There are biblical perspectives that deal with fear. There are biblical perspectives. Number one, one needs to trust in the sovereignty of God. You know, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, where it encourages us to commit our ways in the Lord, for he shall direct our path. We need to trust in his sovereignty, that God knows me better and God is in control. Another thing that will help us is to remember mm-hmm. God's presence and guidance. As he says in chapter 41, verse 10, in the book of Isaiah, that I will uphold you in the hand of my righteousness. So, you know, to just, you know, to remember that is with you. God is going to be with you, is going to stand by you. Another thing is to find your identity and worthy in Christ. Find your identity and worthy in Christ. I'm taking this from Ephesians 2, verse number 10, where it says, in Christ we are his workmanship. So our workmanship, our identity is found in Christ. Mm-hmm. Another thing that is so important, close to my heart, it is embracing God's strength in our weaknesses. Embracing God's strength in our weaknesses. You know, at one point, Paul had saw a thorn in his flesh. Then he prayed, but God, please remove this on me. Remove this. I don't want this. This is killing me. This is draining me. Then God told him these words. He said, you know what, Paul? My grace is sufficient unto you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Yeah.
People say, oh, I glory. When I am weak, then I am strong. I want us to know that before God calls the man, he calculates all the weaknesses that person has. So all the weaknesses that I have, all the imperfections that I have, all the shortcomings that I have, God knows that, and he has already calculated it, and he's saying his strength is made perfect in my weaknesses. So embracing God's strength in our weakness is going to help us. To help us, you know, that I'm not perfect yet, but God is going to use a crooked stick like me to write a straight line.
Yep. Indeed. Hey, Fundis, you nearly went on a preaching mood there. Love it, love it. So when we are studying the Bible, Mfundi Swami, how does it now encourage us, you know, to confront our fears and uncertainties in pursuing this divine purpose? Because now here's God. God was like, Zanele, go there. But now when I'm studying the Bible, do I find something there that is going to help me in pursuing this?
Hmm. truly, you know, when you are studying the Bible, there are many texts, many scriptures, which are going to guide you, which are going to shape you in this path when you are now trying to deal with the uncertainties and fear. One of it is what I've already mentioned, which is Proverbs chapter 5, 3, verse 5 to 6. It says here, let me read it. It says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. He will make your path straight. You know, God is saying, I will make your path straight. Just trust in me. Just trust in my guidance. Just hang on with me. Just hang on. I am going to be with you. You know, in the book of Isaiah, there is something that God says which is so important and so marvelous, which God says here. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 21, you find this spiritual guidance. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Eh? This is marvelous. You know, when it is now dark, and you hear a voice behind you saying, Zanele, look, this is the way. When you feel like, I don't know where to go, but there is a voice which is going to whisper softly to you, saying, you know what, turn right, you know what, turn left, you know, this is the way. Wow, what a marvelous promise in Isaiah 30, verse number 21. For one who is facing doubt, for one who is fearing what is going to happen, you know, sometimes you need to embrace faith. You need to embrace faith. Why? Hebrews 11, verse 6 to say, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. But you know, sometimes you might mix that faith also. You know, I remember I saw in the book of Matthew, there was a man with his son, and the son was demon-possessed. The disciples tried to help him. Then Jesus told the father, if you believe, it's going to happen. You know, this is what the father said. This is what the father said. This is what you need to do also. The father said, I believe, help my unbelief. Oh, man.
Yep.
Sometimes we believe, but we have unbelief also. So let's be real with God. If we become real with God, God becomes real with us. Be real. Tell God that I can't do it. I'm reminded of a leader called Jehoshaphat. Right now, you know, in the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 12, verse number, chapter 20, verse 12. This is the word of Jehoshaphat when he was first with the army. Jehoshaphat said, God, you know what, God? This army is so mighty against us. Please, God, I don't know what to do, but God, my eyes are fixed on this. Mm-hmm. So Jehoshaphat is saying, God, I have no plan.
Yeah.
You know, if you are dealing with your calling, if you are moving with your calling, there's a moment in time whereby things get tough. But I want you to know that when the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Mm.
In turbulent time, create great leader. You know what? Oh, this is, I was thinking of this one, you know.
Yeah.
Fear is a normal phenomena. But, you know, the brave, eat fear before fear eats them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a choice tonight. And God is saying, I want you to come in weakness and tell me that you're weak. Then I'm going to give you strength. Let me lastly, you know, Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 24 and 25. You know, every leader, every somebody who is in a calling must seek support from community. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
Yeah.
Not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you know that the day is approaching. So nobody is an island. Nobody is going to go through this journey alone.
Mm.
You need a community of people who have the same mindset, of people who believe in you, of people who can say, oh man, don't give up. Wake up, man. Let's go forward. Let's face it. You need to be in a community of people who believe in you, of people who trust in you, of people who really know you're worthy.
Yeah, ne. Mfundis, just preach, nji. Preach, Mfundis. Preach, Mfundis. We'll be fine. So looking at the practicality of it, Mfundis Swami, we understand, you know, we're getting all the motivation, you know, we are pumped up. But looking at the practicalities of it, Mfundis Swami, what steps can we like take practically to overcome these doubts and build confidence to follow, you know, through our calling, to follow through saying that, Yazin, God has called me for this. I'm going to do it. What are those practical steps?
Thank you so much. There are many practical steps that one can take, but I'll just highlight on what I've seen, I feel like, and I've been using, and I'm working with. One of them is that you need to reflect on your values and the passions. You know, reflect on your values and the passions. Identify what drives you and aligns with your calling. You know, this thing called driving force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know your values, if you know your passion, the driving force is the one which is going to make you wake up from the bed, even if, when you feel like not waking up, going to work. That driving force, when you feel like, you know, I don't want to go, but that driving force, if you identify your value and passion, you wake up from the bed. You pull your sleeve up. You get into the day because you know that there is something in there. There is something in there. So one thing you need to reflect is on your heart, on your values and passion. Then number two, without training, many are talented people, but they just feel like, you know, you need to seek guidance. Talk to mentors, coaches or spiritual leaders for support and direction. You know, there are people who have already gone through the phase you are in. There are people who have passed that phase. Seek mentors. You know, mentorship is key. Be it you're waiting to become a pastor. Be it you're waiting to become a doctor. I don't know what calling that God has called you. There is a mentor. Seek mentorship.
Yeah.
Seek mentorship. Also, another thing which is so important is that one needs to take action. One needs to take action. This is crucial. Take action. What do I mean? I'm saying start taking small steps towards your calling, even if it feels scary. Take action. Take action. You know, take action. I'll repeat, take action. What am I saying? Sometimes God doesn't wait for the river to dry up. He's saying to the Israelites, you know, yeah, Joshua, tell the people to go forward. How can they go forward? Tell the priests to enter into the river. While they are entering into the river, that is the moment when the river parted, the river Jordan parted. Sometimes we need to take a very baby step. That baby step is going to have what I call a ripple effect. A ripple effect, you know, that small baby step is going to do a ripple effect, and God is going to multiply it into a giant leap. Just by one step, God is going to make it, to magnify it. Then another thing, which is so important, you need to celebrate small wins. You know, you need to celebrate some small wins. You know, sometimes you win small, but sometimes, you know, those small wins, please, they need to be celebrated. Acknowledge and celebrate your progress along the way. Every progress is worthy journaling. It's worthy celebrating. You know, if you enjoy ice cream, just buy yourself an ice cream and say, wow, you know what? You've done it. And enjoy it. I don't know what you enjoy, but I'm saying after just a simple success, go there and celebrate it. Lastly, seek accountability. This is very crucial. Seek accountability. Share your goals and the progress with someone who can hold you accountable. Who can say, man, according to your goals, look, where are you right now? Where are you? Seek accountability. If you say, I need, you know, in my career, I need to preach. I need to help. I don't know, maybe still in career. By the end of this year, I need to have released the 3 albums. Someone must come into break and say, man, where are we now in the timeline? Somebody. So seek accountability. ability and also continuous learn and grow, you know, continuous learn and grow. Mm-hmm. You know, the fear I have in every ministry, it is the fear of what I call complacency. Yep. Complacency, this is when you have achieved something and people say, you know what? You have nailed it.
Mm.
So there's something which I say, which is called complacency, whereby you just say, okay, I have made it, and you relax.
Yeah.
You know, every leader, it is only the mediocre who die at their best. But leaders always seek ways and means how they can grow and how they can improve. So everybody must say, I want to be better today. Mm. Yesterday must be better than yesterday. So tomorrow must be better than yesterday. Every moment of your life, you are seeking to say, this opportunity, I want to use it. I want to be the first, the only, the most, and the best. I want to use this in a mighty way. Yesterday, you know, this is an innovative mindset of a leader. Everybody who is in a ministry must seek to grow.
Mm.
Complacency must not have room in our leadership.
Yeah.
These are the simple steps that one may take. Let me just repeat them to summarize them so that they can sink in our mindset. Number one, reflect on your values and passions. Reflect on your values and passions. Number two, I said also, seek guidance. You need a mentor. Everybody needs a mentor. You need a mentor. I said also, you need to celebrate small wins. Take action. Don't forget. Take action. Go there. Start doing it. I know it's not that clear. I know. But start doing it. As you do it, practice makes perfect. Oh, yes. Another thing which you said, continuous learning and grow so that you don't grow into complacency.
True. Mm. Practice makes perfect indeed. So, Mfundisi, as we wrap it up there, here is a young person hearing us, you know, they're discovering their calling, they're dealing with their fear, but they're like, wait, man. You know, who in the Bible can we refer to, or a character in the Bible that we can say that, you know what, they had significant fears and doubt when pursuing their purpose, and they managed, you know, so that we can take some lessons from those people. Who can, in the Bible, Mfundisi, can we point out?
You know, the Bible is deep from Genesis to Revelation. Let me just pick one. Moses. One of the greatest leaders ever lived. I'm there in chapter 3. This is when Moses is leading his sheep, the sheep of Jethro, and he went into the Mount Horeb, and God, boom, God's meeting there. And God says, you know what? I want you to go and deliver my people Israel. Then Moses was so scared. Moses said, God, I cannot do it, God. Look, I stammer, God, I can't talk, God, I can't do it, God, I cannot do it. So Moses is saying, God, this task is heavy on me. It's big, God. This is a huge task. I can't do it, God. How did God do it? How did Moses do it? Now, so in Moses' experience, we're going to learn that despite his initial reluctance and doubt, Moses eventually trusted God and stepped into his purpose. Into his purpose. How? God equips the called. God equips the called. Moses felt inadequate, but God provided the necessary skills and the support. That is chapter 4, verse 10 to 12, Exodus. Fear and doubt, my young people. Fear and doubt, my friends out there. Fear and doubt are normal. Please let me repeat. Fear and doubt are normal. Even leaders like Moses face fear and doubt, but they can be overcome with faith and trust. So fear, as long as it is normal, but it can be overcome with faith and trust. Another thing, God's presence and guidance are key. Moses experienced God's presence and guidance throughout his journey. If you continue to read, I love chapter 33, verse 14, where God says, if I found grace in your sight, Exodus, this is Moses saying, God, if I found grace at your sight, please show me your way. Then God said, and go with us. Then Moses said, God, if you're not going to go with us, please don't take us here. Father, friend, Don't move. Don't move without the assurance that God is with you. You know, every leader who is going to do something marvelous must spend the time with God to seek His guidance, to seek His presence. Every great leader spend the time with God in private. Then God is going to make Him manifest in public. Then lastly, you know, which is so important, is obedience. Mm. Obedience and trust lead to success. Moses' obedience and trust in God led to the Israelites' deliverance and his growth as a leader. You know, purpose is often beyond our comfort zone. Please know this. Purpose is always beyond our comfort zone. Moses' calling required him to step out of his comfort zone, but it led to a life of purpose and impact. Everybody's got their comfort zone. To the disciples during that day, one of those days, Jesus was walking on water. To the disciples, their comfort zone was the boat. But if Peter had to come out from the comfort zone, had to go there where there was waves and wind. Sometimes you have to come out from the boat. Come out from the boat. If you stay in the comfort zone, you never walk on water.
True. Hike. We need to come out. Mfundisi, thank you so much. Thank you for that. We have heard you. The fears are not going to stop us. We are going to prosper. So I'm going to ask Mfundisi that, can you please offer a word of prayer? Pray for those people that are facing their fears in terms when it comes to pursuing their calling, so that God may strengthen them and they may come out from those fears.
Thank you so much. Shall we bow our heads as we pray? Father God in heaven, right now as we are learning, Father, we have learned that fear and doubt is a normal response of challenges. A leader challenges somebody of cold may say, but you've given us practical steps to follow. It is my prayer that you remember each and every individual who are going through a lot in their ministry, who are going through a lot in their calling. Father God, help them to fix their eyes on Jesus. Above all, give them the courage to come out from the comfort zone. Give them the courage to start taking that baby step. Give them the courage to move, trusting in that divine power. Father God, thank you for this, that God, for every vision, you have a provision. Thank you, dear Father, that you do not call the qualified, but you always qualify the code. Mm. Give them the necessary skills they need, Father. Give them, Father, the power they need. Give them the courage they need. That's my prayer, dear Father. If they need resources, Father, open the floodgates of heaven. I don't know the situations of your people, but meet them, Father, at their point of need. That's our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. Always a pleasure speaking to you. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.